Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We have the legendary music makers from the golden age of big bands, jazz, and pop standards. Well, coming up today, we have an album in the showcase. This one's titled $64,000 Jazz. And as you can guess, it's connected to the television show, The $64,000 Question. So we'll give a listen to that, along with the countdown. And today, that comes from the first weekend of February in 1949. So that's what we have lined up, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
We're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin on the countdown, the 10 best-selling records, according to Billboard Magazine, from this week in 1949. We start at number 10, and if you feel like putting on your basketball sneakers, that's understandable. This is Brother Bones and His Shadows with Sweet Georgia Brown.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that's just the man with the bones.
Sure having himself a ball.
Sweet Georgia Brown. That's Brother Bones and His Shadows. Brother Bones was Freeman Davis out of Montgomery, Alabama. But he moved to Southern California, and he took jobs as a whistler and played the bones. That's those clicking sounds that sounded like a tap dancer. Now, bones are wooden percussion instruments that you hold between your fingers, and they look like bones. Because somebody back in the 1800s decided to turn pork rib bones into instruments, and eventually they began making them out of wood. So that was the instrument of choice for Freeman, along with his whistling. And he was discovered in L.A. by Tempo Records, just a little label that really didn't have any stars. But boy, did they get a smash with Sweet Georgia Brown from Brother Jones and His Shadows. One of the shadows was Herb Kern. He was playing something called a Nova Chord, which was an early synthesizer. That was a product of Hammond, you know, the famous Hammond organs? Yeah, they were built in the late 30s and early 40s, and not too many of them were manufactured, but one of them wound up at Tempo Records, and Kern played it for that recording. Now, who played saxophone? That is really a mystery to this day. No doubt one of the session players, but will you give a hat tip to the anonymous tenor saxophonist? And by the way, Brother Bones was featured on the cover of Billboard magazine this week. Sweet Georgia Brown was at its peak of number 10 on the bestsellers chart on this day in 1949. Well, no mystery about the lady at number 9 this weekend. She was a bona fide star. Here's Dinah Shore.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. If you were king, dilly dilly, you'd need a queen. Who told me so, dilly dilly? Who told me so? I told myself, dilly dilly, I told me so. If your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, I'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then you'll be king, dilly dilly, and I'll be queen. A dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, I'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then you'll be king, dilly dilly, and I'll be your queen.
There's Dinah Shore and Lavender Blue with the Harry Zimmerman Orchestra. That was at its peak of number 9 on the countdown this week in 1949. We'll have another version of that song and another Dinah Shore record a little bit later in the countdown. But right now, a little bit about our world of February 1949, the population of the USA, just over 149 million, and the president was Harry Truman. The Democrats also controlled Congress. Not only had Truman surprised the prognosticators with his victory over Thomas Dewey back in November, but the Dems did well down ballot, retaking both the House and the Senate. So Truman decided now he would unveil his Fair Deal program, and he did it during the State of the Union address on January 5th.
At this time, it is essential not only that the federal budget be balanced, but also that there be a substantial surplus to reduce inflationary pressures and to permit a sizable reduction in the national debt, which now stands at $252 billion. I recommend, therefore, that the Congress enact new tax legislation to bring in an additional $4 billion of government revenue. This should come principally from additional corporate taxes. A portion should come from revised estate and gift taxes. Consideration should be given to raising personal income rates in the middle and upper brackets.
Feeling emboldened with Democrats running D.C. here in 1949, Harry Truman introduced the Fair Deal. an ambitious spending plan. In fact, he'd submit a budget 5 days later of nearly $42 billion. That was a peacetime record, with a deficit of $873 million. But the 81st Congress wasn't too keen on all that spending. They were economy-minded, and most of his proposals, including a call for universal health care, expanded Social Security, repeal of the Taft-Hartley Act, were voted down. Well, we get back to the countdown from This Week in 49 with song number 8. Here's Kay Kaiser's orchestra.
There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. All to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore. Out on the briny with that moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. Honey, I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. To myself
Kaiser's band with Harry Babbitt and Gloria Wood on a slow boat to China. Number 8 this week, 1949, coming down after 7 weeks at number 2. That would be the old professor's final hit record.
That's a palm tree. And yes, that's snow. Part of a record fall that covers Southern California as weathermen search frantically through their books to find a precedent. In suburban Los Angeles, householders shake off up to a foot of that strange cold white stuff. And kids who have never seen it before now make snowmen. The precious orange groves of California, which suffered millions of dollars damage from a week of sub-freezing temperatures, get a semi-protective covering of snow. In southernmost California, it's the very first snowfall in 99 years. For years to come, Californians will be entertaining their children with harrowing tales of the great snowfall of 1949.
Always laugh when people say, we've never seen weather like this before. How about this? January 1949, L.A. got snow, at least 6 inches in some places, a foot in the San Fernando Valley, and as the newsreel announcer said, wreaking havoc on the citrus growers. Meanwhile, an ice storm covered the plains into the Midwest. Farmers lost tens of thousands of cattle and sheep. But at the same time, there was a heat wave in the South. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s from Louisiana to the Atlantic seaboard and from Florida all the way up to Virginia. Crazy weather back in the middle of January here in 1949. Hey, let's give you a bonus record from this weekend 75 years ago. It's the very first solo single for K-Star. In the late 30s through the war years, K-Star was out front of a number of orchestras, starting with Joe Venuti, also Bob Crosby, Glenn Miller, Charlie Barnett. Well, in 1946, she became a solo performer, signing with Capitol Records. But at the time, they already had a solid lineup of female singers. It took a while for them to find a spot for Kay. And that recording, You Were Only Foolin', was her first solo effort to make the charts at number 24 on the jukebox survey this week, 29th on the DJ countdown, and it topped out at number 16 on the sales chart. Not sure who accompanied her on the label. It says K-Star with orchestra, but the flip side is A Faded Summer Love, and she's backed up there by Dave Cavanaugh. So they may have done the A side as well, which would make sense because his group was essentially the house band at Capitol back then. And back then is February 1949, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we'll be playing an album pulled from the music vault titled $64,000 Jazz. This was released in 1955 by Columbia Records, and yes, it is connected to the $64,000 television show. Now, that got started on radio as Take It or Leave It, then was changed to the $64 question, and when it became a TV show, they bumped up the prize money. Well, one of the consultants on the program was George Avakian of Columbia Records, so he helped write the questions for the jazz category. And because of the popularity of the show, and to cross-promote Columbia Records, the show was on CBS, you got it, they decided to produce an album that featured traditional jazz, with the emphasis on the swing era, and modern, meaning the middle 50s, of course, featuring the New Generation. Well, the first track on this LP is a Fletcher Henderson arrangement of Honeysuckle Rose, done by Benny Goodman's orchestra. Honeysuckle Rose, Benny Goodman's band from 1939, featuring solos from Charlie Christian on guitar and the trumpet of Ziggy Ellman. The lead-off track from our featured album today, $64,000 Jazz. Well, there's only a couple of vocals on this album, and this is one of them. Here's Sarah Vaughan.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Toledo while chancing a dance fiesta. Bolero, he glanced as I danced the bolero. He said, taking off his sombrero, let's meet for a sweet siesta. High was the sun when we first came close. Low was the moon when we said adios. Perdido, since then has my heart been perdido. I know I must go to Toledo, that yearning to lose Perdido. I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Toledo. He glanced as I danced the bolero. He smiled as he tipped his sombrero. High was the moon when we first came close. Low was the moon when we said adios.
There's Sarah Vaughan with the Norman Layden Orchestra from 1950 in Perdido, a Juan Tizol tune. Of course, one of the standards out of Duke Ellington's book. And if you're going to have a jazz album, you have to have a Duke Ellington cut. And here is the Duke with one of his compositions. With his famous orchestra, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. So good. Duke Ellington's orchestra from 1938, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Solos by Johnny Hodges on alto, Barney Bagard clarinet, Harry Carney baritone sax, and Lawrence Brown on the trombone. The album is $64,000 Jazz, and it's in our showcase today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've gone back to February of 1949. Now let's go to the movies and check out what Hollywood was offering. Well, lots of Looney Tunes. There's Awful Orphan with Porky Pig and Charlie Dog. Daffy Duck tries not to become Thanksgiving dinner and Holiday for Drumsticks. Then Daffy teams up with Elmer Fudd on Wisequackers. And it's Elmer and Bugs Bunny in Hairdo. That's the one where they wind up in a theater. And we can't leave out Disney. They've got Mickey and the Seal. Mickey Mouse unknowingly brings home a baby seal from the zoo. And from the Stooges, The Ghost Talks. Mo, Larry, and Shemp are moving men sent to a haunted house. The latest from Roy Rogers is a slapstick. It's Grand Canyon Trail. And for the main features, number one at the box office this weekend, Ingrid Bergman as Joan of Arc.
My lords, I have answered these same questions at Poitiers. My king charged the Archbishop of Reims and other loyal and learned priests to examine me before I was allowed to lead his army. Send for the records at Poitiers and you shall have all my answers.
The examination of Poitiers by the Archbishop of Reims has no relevance. We are your judges now and you must answer us.
But you are not fitted to be my judges. You are my mortal enemies.
Also playing, a couple of swashbucklers, The Three Musketeers with Gene Kelly and Lana Turner, The Adventures of Don Juan with Errol Flynn and Vivica Lindfors, Out West with Alan Ladd and Whispering Smith, the war movie Command Decision with Clark Gable, Walter Pidgeon, Van Johnson, and Brian Dunleavy, and a couple of John Wayne picks. He was on the sea with Gail Russell in Wake of the Red Witch, and a reworking of The Three Wise Men, set in the desert southwest, in John Ford's The Three Godfathers, as the Duke was joined by Pedro Armendariz and Harry Carey Jr. It's Art versus Life and Hans Christian Andersen's The Red Shoes, with ballerina Moira Shearer. A lot of other ladies are main characters. Accused, Loretta Young and Robert Cummings. Snake Pit has Olivia de Havilland in an insane asylum. And A Letter to Three Wives with Jean Crane, Ann Southern, and Linda Darnell.
He's out in front, in a car a block on.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Relax.
He just blew us on again.
That ain't Gabriel. Relax.
My nerves can't take this.
Lorna, what are you waiting for?
That's what I was waiting for. Sadie, would you be good enough to answer the door?
Well, my union don't like me doing this kind of thing for free, but... Okay.
Anybody wants me can come in and get me. This ain't a drive-in.
All right, the comedies. John Loves Mary, Ronald Reagan and Patricia Neal. The Pale Face has Bob Hope and Jane Russell. And Every Girl Should Be Married, Cary Grant and Betsy Drake.
Oh, is it true what I read the other day, that what happens to you when you're a tiny baby can affect your entire life?
Certainly it's true. And I'd like to bet when you were in your crib at the hospital, you took your teething ring and tried to put it on the third finger left hand of the defenseless baby boy in the next bassinet.
Cary Grant and Betsy Drake, they'd be married in real life a year later. And the musicals, Words and Music, Mickey Rooney and Tom Drake, When My Baby Smiles at Me, Betty Grable and Dan Daly, and from Disney, So Dear to My Heart, and as Bobby Driscoll and Burl Ives. And the film revived an old folk song and nursery rhyme that was sung by Ives, and got an Oscar nomination as well. It's Lavender Blue. And the recording by the Sammy Kaye Orchestra was on the countdown this week at number 7.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. If I were king, dilly dilly, I'd need a queen. Who told me so? Dilly dilly, who told me so? I told myself, dilly dilly, I told me so. If your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in the pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, you'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, dilly dilly, and you'll be my queen. A dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in the pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, you'll be wed in the dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, dilly dilly, and you'll be my queen.
Our second version of Lavender Blue, done by Swing and Sway with Sammy Kaye, featuring the Three Cadets. Survey song number 7 on this day, 1949, on its way up to number 4.
There he comes now in his merry Oldsmobile. It's a futuramic Oldsmobile with the newest push-button features. Automatic windows, automatic top. Just pull a handy control, and before you've had time to admire the smooth-flowing futuramic lines of this real post-war Oldsmobile, the top is down, automatically. Like to drive it? Just slip into that big, comfortable front seat, touch that button, and presto, the seat adjusts itself. Driving's almost automatic, too, with GM Hydromatic Drive. There's no clutch pedal, and gears shift automatically in this smart, new, futuramic Oldsmobile for 1948.
And the Oldsmobile 88, actually, it was released this weekend in 1949, a vehicle that blended affordability and a powerful V8 engine with that automatic transmission. And one more note from the automobiles, the Volkswagen Beetle arrived in the U.S. on January 17th. Of course, they were very popular in Europe, and a Dutch businessman named Ben Pahn arrived in New York to try to establish a dealer network here in America. But the tiny Beetle compared with the muscular Olds 88, for example, well, it just couldn't compete. And also the stigma associated with German products, you know, just a few years after the war. Well, Mr. Pond sold exactly 2 Beetles this year. Well, the company said, forget that. We're just not going to do well in America. But the Beetle would return in the spring of 55, and that's when sales took off. But we weren't quite ready for him yet here in 1949. Well, let's give you a bonus tune from this weekend in 49 over on the DJ chart. Checking in at number 21 is the Tony Pastor Orchestra featuring a young Rosemary Clooney.
Baby, it's like taking candy from a baby, taking kisses from helpless me. In your arms, I'm as defenseless as a baby. You've got me where I wanna be. When my eyes say yes to you, they don't mean maybe, 'cause they express what my heart would say. I'm eager to be kissed, for I'm not made of wood. Perhaps I should resist, but I wouldn't if I could. Baby, it's like taking candy from a baby, taking kisses I'd give you anyway.
It's just like taking candy from a baby, taking kisses from helpless me. In your arms, I'm as defenseless as a baby.
You've got me where I wanna be.
When my eyes say yes to you, they don't mean maybe, 'cause they express what my heart would say. I'm eager to be kissed, for I'm not made of wood.
Perhaps I should resist, but I wouldn't if I could.
Baby, it's like taking candy from a baby, taking kisses I'd give you anyway. You know I love you. It's just like taking candy from baby.
That record spent just 1 week on the chart, and it was this weekend in 1949. It's like taking candy from a baby. Tony Pastor's Orchestra, former saxophonist and singer with Artie Shaw, and there with his girl singer, 20-year-old Rosemary Clooney, who was still a couple of years from becoming a solo star. I was on the radio this week in 1949, and it is again today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're looking back 77 years. It's early February of 1949. And as we turned on the radio this season, many of our favorite shows had switched from NBC to CBS. Yeah, the head of CBS, William Paley, conducted what was called the talent raids. And one of the reasons was because of the growth of television. Paley wanted to secure that talent when TV expanded even further. CBS had swiped Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, Burns and Allen, Edgar Bergen, and Red Skelton. And for next season, Paley had already landed Bing Crosby and Groucho Marx from ABC. Now, ABC did have the big surprise of the year, Stop the Music. The hour-long quiz show finished at number 9 in the ratings. Now, ABC was able to hold on to one of their big stars. That was Walter Winchell. His news and gossip program was a mainstay Sunday night at 9, finishing in the top 5 in the ratings. And his new contract from ABC, 90 weeks, $1.35 million, which meant he became radio's first $1,000-a-minute star. And by the way, $1,000 a minute back then equals about $13,000 today. All right, some other popular shows, the soap operas, Ma Perkins, When a Girl Marries, Portia Faces Life, Arthur Godfrey in the Morning, of course. Mutual dominates the weekends, Sunday afternoon. House of Mystery, True Detective Mysteries, The Shadow, and Quick as a Flash. And in primetime, number one this year, Lux Radio Theater. And despite the losses, NBC still had some good ratings. Fibber McGee and Molly was number two. Bob Hope came in fifth place. And the Jack Benny spinoff shows stayed, Phil Harris and Alice Faye. And A Day in the Life of Dennis Day.
Now here, try on the trousers.
Gosh, aren't they a little short for me?
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll tell him it's the latest thing. Formal pedal pushers.
Yeah, maybe so.
Of course, we'll have to get those pink spots off somehow.
I doubt if we can. Those are me showing through the moth holes.
Well, after all, you can't expect it to look like it did when I first wore it, Dennis. You know what happened to me in this tuxedo?
No, what?
I was married in it.
I knew it couldn't be anything good.
Dennis Day, along with Francis Trout, on A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. One of our favorite radio shows here in February of 1949. And this was our sixth favorite record this weekend, according to the Billboard sales chart. Here's Margaret Whiting.
Far away places with strange sounding names. Far away over the sea. Those far with a strange sounding names are calling, calling me. Going to China or maybe
far away.
strange sounding name,
calling, calling,
calling, calling
me.
Here's Margaret Whiting in Far Away Places. She was accompanied by the Crew Chiefs and also Frank Duvall's orchestra, but they didn't record it at the same time. That was an overdub. Apparently, the Duvall Orchestra recorded it in Mexico City in September of 48. Then on October the 1st in Los Angeles, Maggie and the Crew Chiefs laid down the vocals. That was at number 6 this week in 1949. It would make it to number 3 on the sales chart, but on the radio survey, it peaked at number 2, remaining there for a half a dozen weeks. So that spent 6 weeks at number 2, and remember back we had Kay Kaiser's On a Slow Boat to China, 7 weeks in the runner-up spot. Obviously, there were some big hits log jamming the top of the survey. We'll find out what those records were next hour. Right now, we have time for one more track from our featured album today, $64,000 Jazz. Here's a trombone duo of J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding. Let's get away from it all. From 1955, J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding, Let's Get Away From It All. From today's featured LP, $64,000 Jazz. And we'll have more of those coming up next hour, along with the biggest hits from this week in 1949 on Seems Like Old Times.